with the calf coming up. And, you know, let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
So we ask that, you want him to stand up for you?
Amen. You don't have to. If you want to, you can. It's for God, not for me.
Yes, stand up for his love.
Amen.
The calf don't come and bring our message, and we can see your truth.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You can sit.
All right.
Amen. I'm sorry. Let's go before the Lord in prayer first.
Amen. Yes.
Lord, we thank you today for another day you've given us, Lord.
Thank you.
Let this not be my words, Lord. Let it be your words.
Amen.
As you see fit. Lord, let it be your words, God. Anoint, move this message and help it to reach down to all of us today, Lord. I leave to you, God, in Jesus' name. I praise you and thank you, Lord. Pentecost experience being spread to the uttermost areas. He went through imprisonment.
Yes.
He went through his own people wanting to kill him.
Yes.
How hard that must have been, and being in prison 6 years of his life.
Yeah.
And yet through all that, he stayed firm. He stayed unquarrying. Basically, he stayed committed.
Yes.
And that's the one thing that seems to keep coming up to me today is commitment.
Yes.
Ma'am.
And in the Sunday school lesson, what I want you to do is I want you to turn to Matthew 24. We're just going to read one verse. This is going to be verses 45, well, two verses. 45 and 46. Turn that when you have it, say amen. This is chapter Matthew 24. And verses 45 and 46. Let's all read that together.
Amen.
Everyone have it?
No.
I have it.
Amen.
Make sure everybody has it.
Yeah.
Everyone? This is in Matthew. First Gospel, New Testament. Chapter 24, verses 45 and 46. This is a message about a real commitment, faithfulness. We ready? Let's read it together. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. I thank you, Lord, for the reading and hearing of this word. This is the one theme when I was studying the Sunday school lesson that I saw throughout as in Paul's journey. His commitment. He was committed to what he was doing. So committed. He was showing faithfulness even in the midst of scorn from his own people, the Pharisees who rejected Christ, as well as others, those who were not Hebrew, those who were Gentiles, those who were Samaritans, but there were many that did receive it. Yet he still had to suffer at the hands of those who didn't.
Yes.
He still yet stayed faithful.
Man.
He's been jailed many a time. He's been beaten. And then he even had to deal with shipwreck.
Yes.
Even more than before they went out. Don't go. They didn't listen to him, but then an angel told him in the night that all the men would be saved, but they'd lose the ship.
Yeah.
He gets shipwrecked on an island, and then he gets bit by a snake while he was in the campfire. He shakes it off, and they think that, well, he's done something wrong. He's surely going to die. But he didn't die. Again, God confirming his word.
Amen.
And you know, all through this, when I see all the things that he went through, when he was in prison, he had been in prison, I didn't know that he had been spent about 6 years of his ministry in prison. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Those prisons back then, they were not like today. I mean, they were real basic, crude, cave-like dungeons, more like a dungeon than a prison.
Yeah.
But yet, in every opportunity, he seized every moment he could to preach and teach whoever would listen.
Yes. Yeah.
Wherever he was. He didn't let where he was stop him.
Yes.
He didn't get discouraged to the point of not preaching and teaching the Word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And that's the kind of commitment. That's the kind of commitment we need to have. We need to have that burning desire for souls to be saved. We're in such a privileged country today. We have freedom of speech. At least to a degree.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In other countries, they will kill you for preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We today are very blessed where we live. We're not persecuted like back in Paul's day. But in other countries, they still are being.
Yes.
Going through such, you know, missionaries are facing this kind of danger.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm asking a question I ask myself and to everyone, how committed are we?
How committed?
We have to be willing, set a day out, and you know, a lot of times, it encouraged Paul when he had someone with him, when he had Barnabas with him. You know, it's enough when you're having to face the enemy. You don't want to have to face the enemy. Yes, we always have the Lord with us, but it helps when you have someone with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we need to go beyond just inviting people to church, but to actually witnessing to them. That means to walk, you know, a group of us walk up to someone as the Lord leads us and say, do you believe in God? Yes. And say, well, do you know that Jesus? And what we ask them is not just, do you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior? But we should ask them, do you know how Jesus Christ is your Lord? That's a tricky one.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people say, oh, I know the Lord is my Savior. I know he died on the cross, so I must be saved and all that. But they don't know how.
Man.
They think they do, but they don't. A lot of them think they know, well, if I confess Jesus, I'm saved. And they take, you know, scriptures out of context and don't. They don't do the whole commandment. And see, that's where we teach them. People, we're not going to get people into church. We have to bring church to them. We have to tell them what they must do to be saved. That's what Paul did.
Amen.
He had to tell them. He had to, you know, that you have to go down in the water, be immersed in the name of Jesus Christ. And then Acts 2:38. Turn to Acts 2:38. You do that, and you know, bring the Bible with you and show. And repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is what we have to tell.
That's the commandment.
That's what we have to tell. I had two Mormons come to my door, and they tried to tell me, well, what religion are this and that. Like, you know, I'm not going to put any name on it. They said, I believe if you follow the Word of God,
amen,
that is what matters.
Amen.
You have to follow what it says.
Amen.
And I said, I dared them. I said, research for yourself what it says about, you know, he says, well, we have a certain, our pastor has a certain way of baptism. But I don't let my soul, just to the risk of any pastor, by myself. I research the Word for myself and search out and be convinced of myself what it says. And that, you know, I told them, it's in there, you look it up, it says, and that every one of them, I told them the Father is the title, Son is the title, and the Holy Ghost is the title, but Jesus is the only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
So that is, you know, what I share with them, you know, and so, like Paul, we have to take whatever opportunity. We have to take every chance, every, however the Lord leads us,
every opportunity
to share the Word of God. And even if it's just with a boombox sometimes, I'll be playing the message that was preached or taught, but at least someone will be hearing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and knowing that he'll talk back
Apostolic Community Church is one of the churches that believes in what it says. It follows the Bible for what it is. Following the Word of God and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. We believe receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's in the Word. It's in the New Testament. That's the crux. That's the main gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's what we have to share. Because it's just not enough. We try to invite people. They don't. Sometimes they come. Sometimes they don't.
Yes.
We got to take it to the next step because that's what Paul did. And be committed because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people out there that do not like what we stand for.
Yes.
They don't mind when you talk about God, but when you start talking about Jesus' name, especially water baptism, and that I tried to approach a pastor and challenged him to say, show me where it says that they were in the New Testament when they got the revelation, they continued to use the title Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It got kind of a little heated. I wasn't trying to get into a heated debate, but I just showed him what it said, and he said, well, maybe you're right. Maybe it does make a difference. At least I got to admit that. So, you know, I just want them, if I can't get them to come here, I want them to at least share there what they hear from me, and maybe they'll get right.
Yeah.
You know, any way we can get the word out. But it's going to take commitment. We got to fast. We got to pray.
Amen.
We got to read this word, get it sold down inside. And that's what I love about these Sunday school lessons, you know, because they go really into in-depth detail and give you a background history.
Yes.
So that you can see what the in-depth work that, you know, like Paul did or what Peter went through with each one of them. It's good to read the word, but it's also good as it's having the Sunday school lessons because they really go into a real depth detail of all the things that teach us to do this. And the crux of this one command, can anyone tell me what is that one command that beyond the Ten Commandments, what is that one command that's given to us to do now in here and today? Someone turn and read to me Mark 16 and 15.
Mark 16.
It's that one command that we are given today. That, yes, we're to love one another as God, as Jesus loved us, but there's a very important command.
16.
Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Whoever gets that, please read that.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
All right, that's what we're supposed to do.
Amen.
We're supposed to share this good news.
Amen.
Because the invitation is just not enough. We've got to go a step further. And that's why I plead for anyone to be with me on a Saturday sometime to go out to the park. Because if you go to the store, people are too hurried. They're hurried about getting their shopping done. You know, that was good for the first step. If we went to, I call it level one.
Yes.
Like in a video game, you only get different levels. Well, level one, we gave them an opportunity to invite them. Okay, and there's a description for that. You know, invite them just like those that were invited to the marriage service. But now we have to go to level two.
Yes.
This is the toughie. We get out of our comfort zone and we say, do you believe in God? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. We don't know. So, but let's say they do. And they say, well, do you know that Jesus Christ? You know how Jesus Christ? Now say it after me. Do you know,
how
Jesus Christ is your Lord? All right, that's what we have to do.
That's right.
So that's our next step.
Amen.
So that's the next level where we have to be. That's level two.
Yeah.
And that's where we go into them and sharing them, take a flyer that shows and proves why baptism in Jesus' name is correct. It's not about it's our stamp or our saying. It's about what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
So that's what the Lord, that's what just kept going through my mind. Commit.
Amen.
And I'm sitting together and doing this.
Amen.
So that's what I have today to share with you. And I hope that's what you wanted me to say, because I asked you, so I hope I listened to you. Not right. Thank God. So, Lord, thank me in Jesus' name, and you all continue to pray for me.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good.
See, that wasn't so bad. Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that kept on going.
Yeah, just go ahead and hit the shut off button. Oh, I'm going to stop. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.